Hey, what up? This is Miss Goody, Miss Goody Debates, coming at you with another video. And I really have a topic that I really want to talk about, and I was talking about it with my sister. And it's crazy because I also seen a post that actually related to it. And it was pretty much like, you know, telling you once you get to a certain stage in life, it's not about making more money. It's about being financially out of debt. And I was actually talking to my sister. We was talking about, you know, trips and how, you know, people could go on all these big trips or want to go on all these big trips, and they don't take care of what they need to take care of at home, which is what majority of the world is doing nowadays. You know, people's out here wanting to live above their means. Like, everybody wants to show and prove to everybody that they can be out here living great above beyond their means. And it's just like, nobody's gonna remember that but you. You know, everything that you do in life, you're gonna be the one that remember it. Like, when you on that trip at that time, of course people gonna see. When you to post pictures or anything, of course people are gonna see. I mean, it's fine to go on vacation and stuff, but what is it that you want people to remember about yourself? You know what I'm saying? What is it that you want yourself to get better at? Because my sister made a fair point that how people go on all these trips and then they come back and complain about the rest of their life, like their absolute 100% life they have to face and live with every day. You know, about what need to be paid, what need to be done, what needs to be this, what needs to be that, on that level of financial stability that needs to be done in their life. They're not taking care of the inside of their life. So, you mean to tell me that you didn't went on trips and stuff like that, and you come back and have to borrow money or struggle for a light bill, or struggle for a car payment, or struggle for food in your house, or struggle to pay your insurance? You mean to tell me that, like, you're willing to put your absolute legit lifestyle that you absolutely live on the line just by going to a mini vacation, mini trip? You have to pay for everything. I mean, if you catching a plane there, you have to pay for a round trip. You have to pay for hotel stay. You have to pay for food. You have to pay for anything that you possibly may do on that trip. But then when you got to get back and complain about what's not in your account and work 10 times harder to get things back, that's not the lifestyle. That's not living financially at your own means. Like, if you can't afford it when you get back, you shouldn't be going. You know, but people do what they want to do. You know, you do what you want to do. You know, and a lot of people look like, well, people should be going here and doing this with their life. I totally agree. But everybody can't make that move, because everybody from month to month, from day to day, have something to pay. It may not be all in one day that you have something to pay. It may be like, oh, this is due, and then next paycheck, this is due. You know, living from paycheck to paycheck, so people can't save up. You know what I'm saying? And at some point in their life, they do want to take a vacation, but it's just hindering them with certain things in their life where they try to make moves, and it's like the more money, the more problems. So they can't be like you. So when it comes to trying to show off your lifestyle, make sure that the lifestyle that you actually have to come back to is stable enough for you to survive, for you not to be eating a pack of Uda noodles or a sandwich and you went and it's, you know, took your money elsewhere and you paid $100 plates, $50 plates, $75 dinners, all this other stuff. But you get back to your house and you damn near hungry, and you just eating on bologna and noodles until you get paid again. That's just not the lifestyle that tells you that you're mature enough and you grown mature enough to be financially stable. You shouldn't be behind on no bill if you can take all these big old expensive trips and stuff like that, get rental cars and get the bummest rental car in the fucking world. You should not be struggling in your outside life. It should be no complaints whatsoever. You get what I'm saying? And it's like I said, it's 100% issue with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Yes, they want to go somewhere, but also they come back complaining about their lifestyle. Like, nobody wants to hear that. get your mind straight, learn how to be more financial stable than just I need more money just to go show off and shine out on the world with trips. Go see the world for a reason. Go see the world to learn the world. You don't have to go to the world, see the world just by, I just need a vacation. Go learn something about the place, because somebody else may ask you that want to actually go. You can share with somebody else who want to actually experience those places. And if you go there and you don't know, you don't remember what that place was about, what's the use of going on the trip anyways if you're going to go and do the same thing that you can do at home? You know, I don't understand why people go out of town just to do the same things that they want they can do at home. Same exact things. You go, you get drunk, you don't remember what happened on most of the trip. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. You know, you go out there to have a good time, but then it's like you don't even remember your good time. The same thing you do at home. It just doesn't make sense. But that's not my issue there, you know what I'm saying? Because I know if I, or when I go out of town, what my views and motivation would be and what I need to, you know, learn about what goes on or what I should tell somebody else that want to actually visit that place. Even though you're not from that place or not, you can help somebody else out with everything, you know, let them know where to go, how to do this, how to do that, and still have your fun. But people do not do that. They do not do that for a remembrance of their trip. They just don't remember. They just go post, you know, people don't want to ask because they seeing you doing the same thing that you do at home. All is a different set, a different background. It's nothing important to what you're doing. Like, you just there. For a picture, for a pose, you just there. Just don't get it. But if y'all get what I'm saying, it's not on no hating situation. Just sometimes you just sit and think about a lot of stuff. I would rather be financially stable in my life and pull myself out of debt and be happy with my regular everyday life, and then my expenses will come in once I actually handle my everyday life, you know what I'm saying, and get to the comfort point where I can say when I go on vacation, I don't have to come back to stress. When I go on vacation, I don't have to worry about I have to pay this, I have to pay that, because I could take a longer vacation than what I need to if I don't have to worry about coming back home and working twice as time harder. You get what I'm saying? After a while, you just learn, you grow, and you get mature in the mindset. And don't get upset when your friends and stuff go out of town and stuff like that. You plan ahead with yourself. Because majority of the time, some of your people may be struggling. They just aren't going to tell you. This is just going to go just to be going. Don't be upset with the world because you can't go at that point in time. It's always a way for you to go. You might not be able to go then, but you can go by yourself, plan a trip with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Do something where you can just go at your own rate. You know? If you don't got it, you don't got it. If it's your last, it's your last. It's probably not because you broke because you can't afford it. You broke because you know that you got responsibilities that you need to take care of before you even leave, and things that's more important. But you can't be upset with the world because your friends is going somewhere and you can't go. You don't know how they treat in their financial life. You don't know how much they put in off in their financial life. You're the responsible one, because at the end of the day, they might come back and ask you for a couple of dollars or some money to help out. You looking at them like, wow, like you just went on a bum trip. You mean to tell me that you asking me for money? That's the way you're going to be thinking in your mindset, which you probably let them, you know, bar or, you know, whatever, help them out. But you should have to help those type of friends out. And you shouldn't have to risk your all just to keep friendship or family, just to look like them and just to be like them. And it's upsetting you because you can't do this, you can't do that. If they go on 12,000 trips a year and they want to waste their money and they're not trying to save up or they want to be in debt and stuff like that, pick a trip that you really want to go on with them, because you don't have to go on every trip if you can't afford it. It's fine. It's fine to decline yourself of certain trips to certain places if you can't afford it. it is what it is. Because you got to take care of what's at home. You can't lose what's at home by making somebody else's pockets richer somewhere else. You could go on your own time. Don't put it off as one of your life goals that you have to put off. No. Just find a way to get your life together and stay focused and make some moves. And you'll be able to make some moves in life. And a grown adult would know that. You know, we all out here trying to make it, and the more we make, the more people take. We all know that. The more we make, the more they take. But we have to find a way around that. That just have to be one of your goals in life. You're the type of person that wants to see more than one place in life. You know, you just gotta, that's just your ambition. You got to make a way, because everybody is not going to be able to go everywhere throughout their whole life. You just have to, if you that type of want to live above your means, that means you need to get a lifestyle above that means. Excuse me. A lifestyle above that means. Because it doesn't make sense to be broke, leave broke, come back home broke. Doesn't make sense. And my sister and my peoples made us that point. If you're going to go out of town and you pay for a whole trip, you go out of town and you ain't got money to do certain things out of town, you shouldn't even left out of town. Like, you shouldn't even have even planned yourself on that for the okie-doke on that trip, because you don't have money to do nothing else on the trip. You just wanted to go. You didn't have money to do nothing else on the trip. But you out of town broke. You going back to town broke. Learn to stop living above your means. With that being said, if y'all think I'm being a hater about it, go ahead. Drop it in the messages. I would like to hear it all. Other than that, this is Miss Goody. Miss Goody Debates coming at you with another, you know, podcast episode. You know, I'm going to keep it coming. I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep it rolling. I hope y'all just tune in and support. Please support me. Listen to everything. Go back and listen to all my other podcasts. I'm going to keep coming with them as I go, as I catch something. Also have music reviews coming up. So stay tuned for that. So with that being said, I'm out for the night. And I hope y'all totally get this podcast and understand that it's more to life than just being a dumbass.